following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family and those joining us online. Hope you're doing well today. Hi, family at home watching. Hey, we're excited that you're joining us on these fireside chats. We want to invite you to keep coming back to this place and spending time with us. We're here to spend time with you each day, each weekday. Monday through Friday, we'll be here on these fireside chats, so come and join us. A couple things real quick. We want to use these times as times of encouragement, of just letting you see that we're here. To kind of give you some updates of what's going on here at Refuge, because I know this is your family. You care about it. So let me just share a couple things. One is we are so excited to have Pastor Bill and the team coming back. In fact, he should be arriving in LAX in 3 to 4 hours, so be praying for that transition. But we're going to be so excited to have him back and joining us back here again. And so excited about that. So keep them in prayer. One thing, we have maintained our food outreach. So Monday through Tuesday, we're still offering food to people as well as our lunch and a prayer. But we've come across a need for people to pick up food at different places. We feel like that's an essential part of who we are as the church. Even in these days, we want to continue to maintain that ability to give food out to the community as they have needs. So one of the things that we desperately need is for you to, if you have the ability to go pick up food at a store that they donate and bring it to Refuge and just drop it here, that would be awesome. If you can do that, 714-891-9495. That's 714-891-9495. That's our church number. And if you could just pick up some donated food and drop it here, that would be great. Home groups, we are on pause just because of wanting to just be cautious and wanted to comply with the mandates and the rules. However, that should not keep us from connecting with each other. In fact, this morning I sent out a Zoom to my Connect group, a way to connect online. But I've also been phone calling people. And so I want to encourage you, if you are a small group leader, make sure that you find a way to continue to connect with your small group, people in your small group. Small group, if you're in a small group, hey, connect with your leader. Make sure they're doing okay. And so we just want to make that announcement. If you are in a home group, we're pausing those. Obviously, you're going to kick those back on as soon as we can. But I want to give you some opportunities there. Live stream, we had some issues on Wednesday with our live stream. If you went to our Refuge webpage, then there were some issues with that. If we come across those issues, we are also streaming that same service on our app. So go to the Refuge app. You can just download it from any of the places that you get the apps, and also on Facebook. So you can get that same message on Facebook. So if this weekend you come and Pastor Bill will be here, or somewhere this weekend, and he will give the message this weekend. If you are having trouble on our website, make sure you go to the Refuge app or you go to the Facebook page. With that, I just want to say, let's keep staying connected, stay in each other's lives, encouraging one another. And with that, I'll pray, and then I'm going to send this over to Dave Taylor. He's our high school youth pastor. And I would also say this, Dave is actually tonight doing a movie night with his group, not live, not in person, not in a room, but he's got a way to do it over Netflix, I believe. If you want to have your son or daughter join that, you can email David@refugefamily.com. David@refugefamily.com. And you can there. Also, we started a RFM family page on Facebook. So you can get information for it there as well. Let me pray, and I'm going to send this over to Dave. Lord, you are in our midst. We know that time and time again, we're reminded of you being in our midst. And in this season, we take great confidence in that. We hold tightly on to that. And I believe, as I've been talking with people, that the body of Christ is going to rise up in this time, Lord, for other people, for each other, Lord, and I think ultimately for you. And so give us that confidence. Maybe that's a confidence that's not in us, but Lord, it will come from you from the outside in. Lord, would you give us that confidence in who we are in you and who you have designed and called us to be as the church, as the body of Christ at this time. So Lord, with that, Lord, I'm so thankful for the body and the family that we have here at Refuge and blessed to get to serve you in this place. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
What's up, Refuge family? This is David. I get to bring today's fireside chat. As you can see by the surroundings around me, this doesn't look like the normal place where we would have the fireside chat. As you can see, I got, there we go, that side. I got a little, my coffee little setup right there. We're actually in my kitchen. And so welcome to my kitchen. Sorry, it's crowded, might be a little messy, but hey, this is real life. And yeah, since everything that happened yesterday, a lot of us are at home right now. And so that is why I am broadcasting from the comfort of my own kitchen right now. So welcome. Super glad if you are tuning in and you are seeing this. I'm super glad you are here. I just wanted to kind of recap or give a couple of updates real quick on two things. The first being, yesterday, Jonathan Trask, our children's ministry pastor and our Refuge Family Ministry overseer, he mentioned the start or the kickoff of something that we're really, really excited about, and it's called our Refuge Family Ministries Network, or RFM Network. And essentially what it is a Facebook group where it's everything family ministry is related. And so you have from kids all the way up to young adults. So from Bits of Life or RFM Kids all the way up to our Response Young Adults. Any families that want to be a part of this group, we invite you to this group. And it's just awesome community connection. We just started it yesterday, just launched it yesterday. And the amount of people talking with one another, posting videos, laughing together, sharing stories together was awesome. And so please be on the lookout for that, because this is really, really good stuff. And the only other announcement I wanted to make is I just wanted you guys to know that the pastors that are here on staff at Refuge, we are committed to being to praying for you guys. We realize that the things that are going on right now, it's craziness right now. I mean, there's so many different things that are going on right now. You know, we don't want to be ignorant, or we're not ignorant to the fact that there might be some of you that are listening right now, watching right now, that maybe just got let go from their jobs. And maybe you're thinking, well, God, what does this mean for me moving forward? Lord, what does this mean for my wife, for my kids? What does this mean? I was almost at that retirement age. What now? And I can understand that there's fear and there's anxiety. And so know that we at staff, or on staff, I should say, at Refuge, we are committed to praying for you guys. And please call in still. We're still open for prayer, and we desire to talk with you guys. And as we've said in other videos before, it would seem so natural for us, since a lot of us are now in the quarantine or isolated or whatever you want to call it, it might be so natural for some of us to stay distant and stay disconnected from one another. And I would just encourage you and say, fight for connection and fight for community, because right now it is so insanely needed. You know, you might be able to go, we live in a time right now where you can go online and type in any sermon and you can have awesome Bible teaching, you know, immediately. But church is way more than just solid Bible teaching, which is essential and needed, right? But so much of it is also about the people of God, the body of believers, joining together, living and walking life out together. And so since we're not able to really meet up, things like this where we are talking in the RFM network group, where we are talking with one another and texting and calling, those are so essential. They are so needed. And so please do not isolate yourself. Connect with people, call people, check in on your friends, on your family, ask them how they are doing, ask them how you can be praying for them. And so those are the kind of two things I just wanted to go over real quick. And as I was kind of thinking last night, and I was going, God, what would you have me to share to my Refuge family, to my brothers and to my sisters? What is the word that you would have for me to share? And, you know, this whole week I have been posting devos for our high schoolers. And I've been praying that same thing. God, what would you have for the high schoolers today? What would you have for the high schoolers today? And the theme that keeps coming to my mind over and over and over again is this idea of peace and this idea of hope. Peace and hope. And I think the reason why this is coming to my mind so much is because I think now more than ever, I'm seeing the world not in a state of peace. I see a lot of lack of hope. I see hope failing in a lot of different things. As we already said, people are losing their jobs, right? People don't know if they can go back to work. Businesses are closing down. People are just straight up afraid. You know, is this going to take me out? I've got family members who would be in that high risk category. This is something that is, if I allow myself to go there, it could cause me to be anxious. And so this idea of peace and hope, I just want to talk about that for a minute. You know, and we know as believers that peace and hope come from no one but Jesus. There might be glimpses of peace or hope that we can get outside of the Lord, but it is not. It's like sinking sand, really. It may last for just like a second, but then it's gone. We know that the Lord gives peace. The Lord gives hope. In fact, the Lord is our peace and God is our hope. And so because God is the source of both our peace and our hope, we know that it's not sinking sand. We know it's a firm foundation. It'll never fail. And so as I was thinking these things through and just really thinking through the reality that there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and who knows what tomorrow looks like, right? Who knows? I mean, the Lord knows, but I don't. And so as I was thinking about this, I found myself looking through the book of Hebrews. And so this is what I want to read. And a lot of you, if you guys have been at church for a while, even for a couple of years, a year even, you may have heard this passage taught. You know, maybe you're reading through this right now in your devotions. But I really believe this is something the Lord has for you guys. And has for me. This was a sweet reminder for my own heart and my soul this morning. So Hebrews chapter 4. I'm just going to read a couple verses. It's at the very end of chapter 4, and it says this, starting at verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Now, this is what I wanted to focus on, these two verses right here. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let me tell you something. I just turned 30, which is awesome. Scary, but awesome. And as I was thinking about my life and the things that the Lord has allowed me to go through, and when I sit and I think about the things that were the hardest trials to go through, it always revolved around times when I felt like I was misunderstood, when I felt like I was alone. When I felt like no matter how many people I reached out to, they weren't connecting. There was a disconnect. I felt alone. Now, a lot of you may be in that same spot right now. And you're going, people say, hey, I love you. I'm praying for you. But they don't understand to the full extent of what I'm going through. I'm the sole breadwinner. I'm the sole provider for my family. I just lost my job. Now, you may be saying, hey, I'm praying for you, but you don't know the physical turmoil and the mental turmoil that's going on constantly. Hey, I have parents that are elderly. Man, they're in their 80s. They're in their 90s. I am scared, but I'm trying to put on a brave face for my children and for my wife, and I'm trying to be the strong one out of my brothers and my sisters. They don't know what I am going through. They just don't know. This is why this passage in Scripture is so insanely amazing and filled with hope. And again, my prayer is that because this is so filled and charged with hope, that it would bring us to a place of peace. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. The Lord knows our tendencies to stray. He knows our tendencies to take that thought, the what if thought, what if this happens, what if this happens, and He knows, He understands. Maybe some people around us don't understand, and their intentions are amazing for the most part, right? A lot of them are. They are awesome. They want to be there for you, but they just don't fully understand what you're going through. They don't know the depths of struggling that you're going through right now. And yet, Scripture reminds us that God, our great high priest, Jesus Christ, He knows. He completely knows. Man, I got to be honest. This is something that brings me peace. This is something to me that kind of calms my soul down and goes, okay, Lord, God, I honestly do not know what tomorrow looks like. I don't know what the rest of today looks like. God, I don't know what a month from now looks like. I don't know what a year from now looks like. My wife is pregnant right now with, we're at 13 weeks. We just found out that it's a boy, and we're so excited, and we're picking baby names. And this is awesome. This is so exciting. God, I don't know what the world's going to look like, that he's going to be born into. How crazy is it going to be then? You know, God, I don't know these things, but Jesus, you know. You can sympathize with where I am at, where you are at right now. And I love this so much, because this isn't a, hey, we're sitting down and we're at a Chinese takeout place and I opened up a fortune cookie and it's like, oh, that's an encouraging, you know, phrase. This is real. God's word pertains to reality. God knows where you are at. And this is so important, verse 16. Because he knows and he can sympathize with us. He's a great high priest. He knows where we're at. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. That idea, the throne of grace. I love that idea. Let us come boldly to this throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I don't need to convince you guys that all of us right now are currently in the same boat. All of us are in a great time of need. And maybe our needs are looking different. They probably do look different. But here in Scripture, it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God never runs out. My dad told me before, he's like, my pockets run deep. You know, the idea of like God's pockets run deep. Like, you can't exhaust the grace of God. If you are a son or a daughter, God's grace is infinite, man. It is eternal, as he is eternal. Guys, and so my encouragement for you is to be extremely real with the Lord today. Maybe that's very easy for you. Maybe that's something that's very difficult for you. Maybe you feel like you always got to be on. You always got to be strong. Can I just encourage you today to allow yourself maybe to have a moment or a day of just being absolutely real and broken before the Lord? God, I need you. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. My emotions are all over the place. I am freaking out. I know your word says not to be anxious, but I'm feeling anxious. God, help me, please. Scripture would say, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you, that myself, that I can obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Family, I love you guys. The pastors here at Refuge love you. Please be people today that go boldly to the throne of grace. Your Father is waiting. He is someone who absolutely loves you, desires for you to have your heart full of love, joy, and peace, and patience, and all these different things, right? And God can fill you with those things. Again, I encourage you, Go to God's word, as Jeff said the other day, non-negotiable. Go in his word, right? Rest in Jesus during this time and know without a shadow of a doubt that you can go to your Father, your great high priest, Jesus Christ, your great high priest, and approach him boldly to obtain grace and mercy so you could find help in your time of need. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.